And being afraid is blocking energy from me. I'm afraid to not receiving enough economy. You know, it's something that is trigger my mortality. My human body, right? To feel insecure. And I'm trying to believe that the force will supply my needs in the ways that I need it. Because something, I was born in a country where a talent is seen as something that doesn't give you money. And moving here, it opened up my eyes where talent is what makes me money in any areas, right? So I have been able to monetize my talent. And I remember where my first formal theater class, I did start studying theater with this company that it was called Sol del Rio in El Salvador. And they were famous for making this theater play called Después del Eclipse, El Salvador Después del Eclipse. It was called Salvador After the Eclipse. So that's where I started with Saul and I forgot her name. This lady. I'm sorry. Her son is Labrador, is the last name of him. Sebastián Labrador is his son, is her son. So we start studying with them, and my formal teacher, theater teacher, was Fernando Umaña. Thank you, Fernando, for everything you teach us. And I remember having this meeting where I earned a scholarship with him for, 4 months, 6 months? I don't remember exactly, but he remembers 2008. And he says to us and got together and he says, you're doing this because you love art. And here in El Salvador, if you're an artist, you're an artist, but it's a hard career because it doesn't give money. And that's what something he says. And you're doing it because of the art. And we don't have support from the state. We don't have support from any company. That was back in 2008. Except the only support is fundraisings and rich people who believe in art and continue supporting it. That's what it was, a reality, you know. And I remember when we were producing this festival, Latin American festival there, where he taught me where you were getting the props in El Salvador. Because here is different. Here is a full department full of props, you know, and you don't see that in El Salvador. You just see a group of actors together, and their possibilities to make theater is really small. So, and they might have a free place where to perform, and all the money that they will be earning, it will be divided between the theater and the actors, and that's the way I knew in that time. So there is no money to make a production, but, you know, we find some advertisement companies, and that's how it happens. But I was interested that that's how I started here. So, you know, it's different now. There is a crowdfunding that you can do, and everything is different, but But what I want to say is that those were his words, you know, like, if you want to do art, don't think that you're gonna have a lot of chances or open arms. You're doing it because you love it. And now there is, for example, this theater, La Cachada Teatro, that is Eli Larrainaga, who started supporting stuff, who started a different version of theater. So what I want to say is, when I came here, I haven't said it before, my first job was in a commercial. That was the first job I got. And it was cash, I guess. And I felt really blessed. And till today, acting has been good to me, and it's gonna continue being good to me. I wanna believe that. And all the supporters, thank you so much. All the haters, whatever. And but yeah, I'm in a moment where I'm a little fear, like, because it's a move between independency and being the provider for three, that is different when I have been doing the provider, you know, for three little kids and of course, there is a little fear, you know. What should I do? What should I do for my family and for myself? Because it's different when you're single. You're like, oh, okay, you know, if I eat 10 days of water, whatever, is my decision, right? And I can tie my belt and just keep working. But when you have dependents from you, it's different type. But I said how fear sometimes blocks the energy. And something I read, faith, it brings back. I don't know what is the truth. And I want to leave you guys with this message. Sometimes fear blocks me. Like, I was like, what is this thing happening? What is this thing happening, you know? Like, something that I want to say aloud is that, you know that book, Louise Hay, You Can Heal Yourself? She starts saying about different illness that you have. And, like, she mentioned congestions. You know, if you have sinusitis, I just met someone who had a lot of sinusitis, and I didn't say it, but she said something about sinusitis, and she said that is somebody who haven't allowed himself to cry. And I was like, really? I don't know if it's true or not, that is keeping so much grudge or and resentment or holding stuff. And it's not letting the air flow. And that's something interesting, because when you're not letting the air flow, like, you, if you're breathing in and you have congestion, there is something that is blocking you from receiving the air in your body. You know, what is blocking you? And that's why she said it in a YouTube. I'm confusing the YouTube maybe with the book, but I think in the book it says about sinusitis is that you're not allowing yourself to cry. And I wonder if it's true. I don't know. I just wanted to say that, because I remember this person told me that has sinusitis, and I was like, And Louis Hay book says that you haven't cried, let your body cry. But I didn't mention it, I just thought it in my mind. And you know, like I said today, like the fact of having accidents and me hurting my feet is like scared to move forward. If it's accident with the leg, something about walking up, continue walking, you know. So she believes you bring the energy to your life. So if that is the case, I will tell you, yes, I'm scared to move on. I'm scared of, and that's why I bring those things to happen. Okay, bye-bye. Uh-huh.